Who's got the power?
We've got the power.
What kind of power?
We've got the power.
And of course, looking at this audience, you all know the band Twisted Sister. They have a song that's turned itself, sort of come into it, into becoming a protest anthem. Because we're not going to take it.
Trade deal. It's a trade agreement between nations. It's nothing of the sort.
So your name?
John Hart. I was the 2014 Green Party candidate for Wairarapa and should be again in 2017, hopefully.
What does the TPPA stand for?
So, its title is the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Now, it's nominally a trade deal between a whole lot of countries around the Pacific. In reality, it's a way of changing the rules so that international corporations can have the field tilted in their favour against people and against democracies. New Zealand actually started the process with, I think it was Chile and Brunei. And over the years, other countries like the US, Canada, Japan have joined in the process as well. And so now it's become an enormous undertaking that wraps up almost 40% of the global GDP in one trade deal.
Could you name some of the things that we would lose or would be in jeopardy as a result of signing?
It's really difficult to say for sure, because the trouble is the whole thing has been negotiated in secret. Well, when I say secret, secret from us. The governments and negotiators know what's in the texts. The corporate lobbyists who are helping them write the texts know exactly what's in the TPPA, but we only know what we know through leaks and basically people coming forward and telling us what they've seen. But from what we've seen, it looks like at a minimum our medicine costs will go up, because if we grant extensions and copyright and patent to pharmaceutical companies, they will have the ability to get more expensive, they'll be able to take more fees from us for longer rather than generic medicines, which cost us less, which has a huge impact on Pharmac and its ability to provide cheap medicines for people. There's a lot of discussion around copyright, IP protection and extending patent on all sorts of products, but things like books, music, movies, they will all be wrapped up with not just longer copyright but harsher penalties for people that break copyright, even for sometimes fair use. Things like trying to shift your DVD onto your computer could potentially be illegal and have prison fines, all because the US corporations that control the media want there to be much harsher penalties for people that don't give them money, basically.
Have the New Zealand public ever been given a good reason for the amount of secrecy?
Well, there is an argument that it's a trade deal and trade deals are always done in secret, like a negotiation. But we're at a point now where all of our positions are out in the open as far as the negotiations going. So there's really no harm in New Zealanders knowing what our position is. It won't do the negotiations any harm, because all the negotiators already know what our position is anyway.
What's your name?
My name's Steve. Steve Hart.
What are your concerns around the TPPA?
Oh, pretty much what it sounds like. Everybody's it's the corporate control and you know this kind of subversion of democracy. That's just not what I want for New Zealand and my children.
Are you a political person, or has this kind of got you fired up on a different level?
Oh no, it has got me fired up, because one, it's been done in such secrecy, as I say, we just don't know. Yeah. And the scary thing is that, you know, and I don't know how true it is that, you know, they'll sign it before we get to know. And it's too late. So I think anyone who's got any ounce of, you know, care, I think, for New Zealand needs to think about it and try and stop it.
Dave.
Hello, Dave. What are your feelings on the TPPA?
I think it's opening up the door for the big multinationals to move in and dictate what we can do, what we can't do, and how we do it. It'll take all our, a lot of our freedom away. Free trade is not really what it's about. It's free trade, but it's that way.
In their favour.
Yeah. We won't be able to sell any excess surplus product into America and make them buy it. It's not going to happen. If we do something, they can sue us. They can sue the nation. And I just think it's a big corporate. It's a open door for them to move in and dictate.
Are you naturally a political person?
No, not really.
This
not.
Has got you thinking and
Yeah, it is. No, I'm not great political person, but it does. I just don't agree with it. I think, you know, just too many changes. Too many rules and too many regulations, and you know, it's getting out of hand. And I just don't like the idea of big corporate companies coming in and dictating what type of medicines we can buy, what type of products we've got to use.
Adjustment of the global rules of the economy to benefit large international corporations at the expense of local populations and local democracy. We've been told that TPPA will be wonderful for our farmers, a new golden era of free trade. It's nothing of the sort. We're already being softened up now to accept the fact that we're going to get nothing out of TPPA for our farmers, and in return we'll still have to accept higher medicine costs, longer copyright terms, and the ability for corporations to sue us in offshore tribunals if they don't agree with the laws that we pass as a democratic country. We're told all these things, but we still don't know for sure because we haven't seen the text. Now the government's seen the text, the negotiators have seen the text, the international corporations that are writing the TPP have seen the text. The people of New Zealand and the countries involved have not yet seen the text. How can we let that go in a democratic society where our future is being signed away by people that don't have the best interests of our country at heart? We have to send a very strong message to John Key, to Minister Grocer, to Alistair Scott, that we do not accept our sovereignty being signed away in the interests of international corporations. Thank you.
My name is Jade Holly. I think this is an issue that has crossed all boundaries. It's crossed boundaries for more conservative people who are concerned about foreign ownership, right through to people who are just concerned about democracy. So it's quite a good issue, I think, for getting a broad spectrum of our community.
What do you think our hopes are of changing anything on this?
Well, my cynical side would say none. But I think what we have to remember is people is that this is a system and systems have been changed. However, if we give up all of our legal rights to corporations who don't seem to have any respect for borderlines, I think we're in trouble.